And aloha and welcome to In Spirit. It's my great pleasure to welcome my guest today. And he is Gurudeva from the Hindu temple. His formal name is Satguru Sivaya Subramaniya Swami. I hope I did that correctly, Gurudeva.
You pronounced it really, really nice. It's nice to be here, Lani. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. I was looking forward to it. As we mentioned before, we actually started the program the first day that I met you, or the first time that I actually met you at the temple. I was so taken with your beautiful, lovely hands, and I said to myself, being a dancer, he must have been a dancer. Can we speak about your past?
Well, from dancing led me to dancing with Shiva.
Oh, perfect. And perfect metaphor.
To learn the Asian or Hindu dancing of Shiva, and that took me to Sri Lanka. That took me to my guru. That took me to sannyasa initiation and back to the United States, where I started the first writings 50 years ago.
Oh,
that's a long time to remember back, but I've been taking ginkgo biloba, so I can remember some things.
In fact, that was going to be one of my questions was going to be, how do you keep so healthy? You've got to share some secrets with us.
Well, we eat really well. We grow most of our own food at the monastery. All the natural things that grow easily on Kauai, breadfruit and taro, and cooking bananas, we also put our medicine right in with our food, all the wonderful Indian spices, and we actually have the best Indian restaurant on Kauai every day, wonderful food.
Oh, my
and,
goodness.
And everybody here is very, very healthy.
Does everybody cook?
And most everybody can cook a little bit, yes, indeed.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So you're basically vegetarian. Oh, you are vegetarian.
We're all vegetarians.
And I guess you attribute also meditation and the lifestyle and just the whole
We're up
lifestyle.
In the morning early at 4 o'clock meditating in the temple after beautiful ceremonies, sometimes a fire ceremony, other times other kinds, for about 45 minutes or an hour. Everybody's sitting there, about 27, without moving for an hour. And occasionally one nods off, but he's getting better.
He looked at you.
Well, we have here today all of our young monastics. Our youngest one here just arrived from Malaysia with his daddy. He's going to be with us for a year. He's 13 years of age, going on 18. He's a little bit tall for his age.
He is. Very tall.
Very intelligent young man.
Yes. And is everyone from different countries or different areas of the United States?
He was born in Malaysia, but educated in Australia. He's from America. From America and Malaysia.
Malaysia. Mm-hmm. Oh, my. So it's very international.
Very international. We also have from Sri Lanka, from the country of Mauritius.